WMFO Medford, and that was Andrew Danforth. Very beautiful. All right, let me just share a little announcement here. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. All right, so I believe that Chris Earle is on his way coming in. I didn't find out otherwise, but, we'll give it a minute here and see if he shows up. Usually he's here by now, or he calls me, but I didn't get a call. So for those of you who are starting the holiday service series, whatever, to this Saturday night for Slichos, I hope you get into the mood, and every day is a good day to sort of take a look and see how you're doing. How you're doing with yourself, and here he comes. All right, so I don't have to keep babbling on. He's in the house, which is good. Get him set up. All right, take care. See you next week. Don't be late.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earle with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
what I've got. I can't promise you a lot, but you and me, and the road ahead, I can't save you from yourself.
You listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
The loons. They're welcoming us back.
I don't hear a thing.
Here's some hot chocolate for you. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Put on those air conditioners.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. This hot chocolate from 1978, with everyone's a winner. Of course, that's not true. There's plenty of losers out there. 2023, you get a first place trophy for not even showing up at school nowadays. All right, a little hot chocolate on this hot day. September, everybody. Kids are back in school, as far as I know. I think they're out there. There's plenty of extra traffic, so they must be out there. We started in 1952 today with Hank Williams, Setting the Woods on Fire. We'll get two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire. And then we had You and Me. Some lovely Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from The Last DJ from 2002. We had Norman and Ethel with the Loons from On Golden Pond. And then we had that hot chocolate. And here we are now with Roger Whittaker from 1971. It is The Last Farewell. Today I'm going to do some songs that I want to play and a few songs that I took by request earlier from some friends. Most likely this is the last show of the season. I will be away next week, and we will have a new schedule in a few weeks, and I am not sure if I'm going to be part of that schedule or not. We will see. So I'm doing a final time travel here for you today. I've done final time travels in the past. I'm trying to give you a show that I pretty much did over the years from 2008 up until now. I'm going to jump around from year until year. I'm going to talk about the news a little bit. I'm going to put some modern stuff in here for you. But for now, a song from 1971, Roger Whittaker with The Last Farewell, here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. WMFO, Medford.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
As long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Hello, Medford. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the listener line, if it's indeed working. Check it out. Want to send me a song you want to hear? Go ahead. Or DJ WMFO. I'm on here on the internet site, WMFO.org. You can go there, listen to shows from the last couple of weeks. Or you can just do nothing. You can sit on your ass and watch Ahsoka. You see Ahsoka last night? It was great. It's great. Anakin shows up. Oh, spoiler alert. Anakin shows up. You haven't seen it by now? You're not a Star Wars fan. I don't care. Anakin shows up. And he's like, hey, Snips. How you doing, Snips? For those of you who don't know who Snips is, that's Ahsoka. You had to watch like every single cartoon of the last 20 years to figure that out. The Skywalker trilogy is all over, everybody. Luke Skywalker doesn't mean nothing. It's all about the Lady Star Wars. It's like, you can barely find a guy in this thing. It's like, there's one guy in it, and he's like the lead, and of course he's the bad guy, and of course he died in the process. It's like, he's dead. It's like, and it's like it says in the first episode to Rey. I'm like, thanks, Rey. Thanks for showing up. The girls gave you a heart attack. You don't even get to have those Star Wars residuals with all those little fan club things that you get when you sit down and you sign your signature away for like 10, 20 bucks a hit. The Star Wars conventions and the sci-fi convention. What do they call it now? It's like Comic-Con. Comic-Con. Ridiculous. You know what I used to do? Me and like two of my geek friends, and this is back when geeks were a bad thing. We'd like, hey, you want to get some comic books? Me and Craig and Mark would be like, let's go get some comic books. And we'd go in there and they'd like have a room where they had a Star Trek movie showing. There'd be like maybe 10 boxes of comic books, maybe one or two people playing Dungeons and Dragons. We went out and we got like some nachos and we went home. It was like $5. Now there's like cosplay and ass play and everything at these things. They sign up and they spend $300-$400. People flying out to California to meet like, you know, a third string celebrity and getting autographs for $3,000. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Anyway, this is supposed to be fun. So time travel here with you until 7 p.m. It's all about the modern love, baby. All about the modern love. Listen to WMFO Medford.
She just got home from the doctor. I just got home from the mill. She looked a little peaked. Her eyes were kind of streaked. I couldn't figure out what made her ill. She looked a little weepish, smile kind of sheepish. The answer hit me like a hickory maul. I throwed my dinner bucket down, yell like a trailing hound. I was gonna be a daddy after all. Now the wait. Rock-a-bye, I'm gonna be a daddy now. Well, the weeks went by kinda sweetly. Then all at once I thought she lost her mind. She would rant, she'd rave for the things she would crave, like ice cream and sauerkraut combined. She wanted watermelon. It was winter time. Dill pickles set around the house in jars. My house, she'd eat that stuff. She never seemed to get enough. And at 3 a.m. she'd want candy bars. Oh, the waiting, anticipating. Rock-a-bye, I'm gonna be your daddy now. Well, at last the time was drawing near. I began to walk and pace and sweat. The doctor said, now, son, I know this ain't no fun, but we ain't never lost a daddy yet. I stood up and I sat down. I even thought of leaving town. The doctor and the nurse came out all grins. They said, buck up, my boy. You should shout with joy. You're the daddy of a pair of bouncing twins. No more waiting, anticipating. Rock-a-bye, I'm a daddy now.
Tennessee Ernie Ford here on Time Travel.
Hey. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fox's coverage of an American bombing run on Hiroshima. I'm Joe Buck, and with me, as always, is Troy Aikman. It's a crisp August morning in southern Japan, and what goes better in the morning than Dunkin' Donuts? America runs on Dunkin'. Japan's air defenses have been laughable in the last few months, Troy. Do you see them putting up any kind of a fight?
I just can't, Joe. Japan has been miserable recently, but they just refuse to quit.
It looks like we're starting here, so let's cut to the aerial coverage brought to you by Goodyear. Here comes the Enola Gay. It's about overhead of Hiroshima now. Gay, and he drops the payload. Let's take another look with the Toyota Instant Replay.
Looks like it only dropped one bomb, Joe. Can't expect it to do much damage.
You really can't, Troy. But what you can expect is for America to tune in to a brand new episode of The Simpsons, followed by a new Family Guy, only on Fox. And that was a massive explosion, Troy. Let's hear from Aaron Andrews down in downtown Hiroshima. Aaron. Looks like we're having some technical issues with the headset. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. Here's a little cake.
I bombed Korea every night. My engine sank into the salty sky. I didn't know if I would live or die. I bombed Korea every night. I bombed Korea every night. I bombed Korea every night. Red flowers bursting down below us. Those people didn't even know us. We didn't know if we would live or die. We didn't know if it was wrong or right. I bombed Korea every night. And so I sit here at this bar. I'm not a hero, I'm not a movie star. I've got my beer, I've got my stories to tell. But they won't tell you what it's like in hell. Red flowers bursting down below us. Those people didn't even know.
Thank you.
is The Police from Zenyatta Mandatta from 1980 with Bombs Away. Before that was I Bomb Korea from Motorcade of Generosity, from Cake from 1994. And before that, Fox News live coverage of Hiroshima bombing, August 6th, 1945. You're listening to Time Travel here with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. We're going to have a couple little mini themes coming up. I'm going to talk about some concerts that are happening in the area, some people who have passed away in the last week. May talk a little bit about my trip to Jersey. But for now, I'm thinking of something that starts with the letter C, and no, it's not my ex-girlfriend.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, boy! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C!
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go one, two, three, yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a boom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Just one thing, will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman. Oh, Mr. Bassman, I really think I'm with it. Boom boom. And call Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman. Teach me, yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. Boom, boom, and a boom, boom, come on, Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman too. Bum 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 b
bum 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 bum. Try this.
Dr.
Mr. Bassman, you got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go 1, 2, 3. Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a bum 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 and a da bum bum bum. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Oh, holy moly, I did it wrong. It don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi, yi, 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 yi. Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Hey, will you teach me way you sing? Cause Mr. Bassman, I'd like to be a bassman too. Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. With a ba-bum bum and a do-do-do-do-do-do. Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too. It don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi, 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 hi. Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Hey, will you teach me? Oh yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I'd like to be a bassman too. Da-da-da-ba-ba-ba. Oh yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. With a doo-doo-doo and a boom-boom-dee-dee-dee-dee. Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too. Doo doo ba 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 ba
Yeah. All right. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Today on IPR.
The U.S. Treasury this week announces the release of a new $3.50 coin. The release has been pushed back twice already due to controversy surrounding its peculiar smell.
Independent research has recently discovered a chemical ingredient common to insect repellent, anchovy paste, and over-the-counter acne medication. It's called erythrocomplexol, and it may just be the cure for feline migraine.
Could sweet pickles be the cure for a groin pull? How about the cause?
Lesbians in Europe are up in arms today, but plan on settling back down tomorrow.
Trapped in a roll-top desk for 36 hours. Sound uncomfortable? You bet.
And commentary on the experience of being a very fat, fat man in Beijing, China.
For IPR, I'm Sherman Raleigh.
I'm Fran Berry.
And I'm Zoldar, Venusian Prince of War. Beware my wrath. I am Zoldar.
All this on IPR, Irrational Public Radio.
Bung, 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 bung.
Support for IPR comes from our listeners, as well as Jugsy's Second Chance, a not-for-profit gentleman's club bringing live erotica to San Diego's homeless. The Fluckner Foundation, providing support and rehabilitation for people who misuse the word literally. And Roscoe International, breaking down the barriers between marshmallows and French people.
Author Samuel Keyes, whose novel, Upon My Bed, I Drink My Water, has just won the Krillinger Prize for Excellence in Bleak Literature, has announced that this universally acclaimed first novel will also be his last.
I'm very happy with the final result. But I do feel that in recent months, more attention has been paid to the jacket design than other, I feel, more noteworthy aspects of the book, such as the picture of me on the inside flap.
Let's talk about that. You're pictured in a very rugged scenario, standing on the edge of what appears to be an active volcano. There's a pillar of smoke rising up behind you, and a small but very dangerous-looking stream of molten lava snaking its way between your feet. You're gazing over a majestic sunset with an albino condor perched on your shoulder, yeah, and a rather wistful-looking albino scorpion perched on the shoulder of the condor.
Yeah. That picture, by the way, was taken by an Aboriginal black bear that I raised from cubhood and taught the basics of field photography.
Wow, that's astounding.
Yeah, yeah. You should see his large format stuff.
For some listeners, the quality news and programming on IPR is taken for granted. Well, why not listen to this, you insufferable bastards?
We have shortened our normal 12-week annual campaign into 30 seconds. In order to relieve the congestion of callers making smaller pledges, we do ask that during the 30-second fund drive, you comply with the minimum pledge guideline of $100,000.
Support for IPR comes from listeners like you, as well as listeners not much like you at all. IPR, Irrational Public Radio.
Visit us on the web at irrationalpublicradio.com.
A young man, no bigger than this. A chocolate egg cream was not to be missed. Some you bet chocolate syrup, seltzer water mixed with milk. Stir it up into a heady flow, tasted just like syrup. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. We all want a cream. I remember about PS92 was the egg cream served at Becky's. It was a fearsome brew. For 50 cents got a shot, chocolate bubbles up your nose. Made it easy to deal with knife fights, kids pissing in the street. Ah, you scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. So the next time you're in Brooklyn, please say hello for me. Trentonio's for pizza, ice cream at Al and Shirley's. But mostly you go to Becky's, sit in a booth and say hello. Have some chocolate egg cream, one stay and go. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. You scream, I steam, we all want egg cream. Hey, you scream, I scream, we all want egg cream. You scream, I scream, we all want egg
ago, Mr. Thomas A. Edison presented to the world the kinetoscope. Inventors the world over have endeavored to synchronize the phonograph and motion picture, but it remained for Mr. Edison, to whom the world owes the phonograph and motion picture, to combine his two great inventions into this one, which is now entertaining you and is called the kinetoscope. The Edison kinetoscope is absolutely the first genuine talking picture ever produced. The actor performs exactly as he does upon the stage, moving freely about, and his every word and every action are simultaneously recorded with all the realism of nature. In only this way can perfect synchronism and illusion be obtained. The world's great actors and singers of today can be seen and heard 100 years from now. In fact, there seems to be no end to the possibilities of this latest and greatest inventum of that wizard of sound and sight, Mr. Thomas A. Edison.
From 1912, the Edison kinetophone. I believe that was a W.E. Ramsey who was doing an intro introducing Edison's kinetophone here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm going to give you a little new music for you. I don't do this too often, but it's 2023, and as of today, this is brand spanking new. They released it this morning. It is the Rolling Stones with a new cut called Angry here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here you go.